We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, October 23rd. The CU football team is in full preparation mode for Friday's Under the Lights meeting with USC at Folsom Field. Mel Tucker's Buffaloes are responding well, riding a 3-game losing streak.
I tell you what, just been really pleased with the focus that we had this week. We're looking forward to a big game at home against a really good opponent. We got a lot of really good players, but our guys have been really focused, you know, just coming off a couple some really tough losses, you know, just really taking a hard look at ourselves and figuring out what we need to do to get things figured out. And, you know, our guys really, you know, just really getting after. Guys, coaches are coaching really hard, you know, trying to get guys better, more discipline, you know, better execution. We actually, we had our highest output on our GPS units yesterday. They were the highest that we've had in any practice this season. We actually had to back them down today a little bit, just to make sure they're fresh and they're gonna be fresh and ready for the game. And that shows me a lot about our guys. You know, just you know their commitment to you know to wanting to be, you know, to reaching their full potential and getting the job done. So. That's what we've asked of our guys. We're going to continue to challenge them.
Tuesday at his weekly press conference, Tucker was asked if quarterback Steven Montez's confidence has been shaken after the redshirt senior has thrown 6 interceptions over the past 2 games.
Looks good to me, you know. I mean, you could tell when a guy doesn't have confidence because you see him all the time. You know, you see him every single day, you know. So you know if a guy's struggling with confidence. Now, I haven't seen that from him.
Tucker brought officials into Tuesday's practice to call the teamwork, something he does on occasion to help address the team's recent surge in penalties. For more on the Buffs' preparation for the Trojans, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. So in a short week, the Buffs get set to host the Trojans of USC Friday night at Folsom Field. Our coverage gets underway at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, followed by the kickoff with Coach Gary Barnett, former Buff Jeff Campbell, and yours truly at 7 on the Colorado Football Network and in Denver at 850 KOA. Thursday, by the way, over the lunch hour, we've got another Buffs Prime Time at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder from 12:30 to 1:30. We'll be joined by head coach Mel Tucker, assistant coach Darian Hagan, and kicker James Stefano. The show airs Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Colorado Football Network. Colorado Soccer closes out its home schedule with a pair of matches this week. The Buffs will start with number 2 Stanford on Thursday, then host Cal for Senior Day, and Ralphie's going to run to wrap up the week on Sunday. And volleyball, the Buffaloes return home to look to continue an upward trend against Washington and Washington State this week. The Buffs take on Washington State on Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Event Center. They return against Washington Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.